Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. The political saga concerning New York's 22nd congressional district lingers on. This campaign between the now ex-incumbent Democrat Anthony Brindisi and Republican former Congresswoman Claudia Tenney is still unresolved more than 3 months since the November 3rd election. The holdup is, first, the closeness of the race. At one point, Tenney's lead was only 12 votes district-wide. Then the fact that more than 1,100 ballots were challenged, in addition to 2,418 Oneida County residents legally registering to vote, only to see election officials failing to process their documents. This meant that the qualified voters were denied their right to cast a ballot. The presiding judge has now ruled on all of the challenged ballots and indicated that he has no authority to order a new election or allow those denied registrants the opportunity of voting after Election Day. When the presumed final count expanded Ms. Tenney's lead to 122 votes, the judge then decided to postpone election certification even further to contemplate what would happen if Tenney were awarded the office and later Brindisi wins any of his various appeals to overturn the result. Thus, the 22nd District constituency will remain without representation for the foreseeable future. Since Ohio Senator Rob Portman recently announced that he would not seek re-election in 2022, other Buckeye State politicians are beginning to make decisions. This week, Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan from the Warren-Youngstown area said he will officially announce his Senate campaign in March. Mr. Ryan ran briefly for president in 2020, but his centrist message didn't catch on, and he dropped out even before the first votes were cast in Iowa. While no Republicans have yet officially declared, about a dozen confirm they are considering running. Three, however, have announced that they will instead seek re-election to their current positions. Lieutenant Governor John Husted, Attorney General David Yost, and U.S. Representative Jim Jordan. Former Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid may be retired from elective office, but he is still very active in politics. Reports surfacing from Nevada find Mr. Reid beginning to lobby to move his state, one likely to convert from a caucus to a primary, to the first position on the presidential nomination calendar for 2024. He is arguing that Nevada is more representative of the Democratic Party than both Iowa and New Hampshire, the traditional first caucus and primary states. He cites the technology problems occurring in Iowa that makes it difficult even today to determine who actually won, and that eventual Democratic nominee and now President Joe Biden actually finished fifth in the New Hampshire primary. South Carolina may actually have a better argument, however. It was that state that again launched a floundering candidate on his way to the party nomination with a victory in its primary. And now, the new Democratic National Committee chairman, Jamie Harrison, hails from that state. In the end, however, New Hampshire may still have the winning hand. Their Secretary of State has the power to move the primary at a moment's notice in case any other state were to jump in front of them. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.